Mr. President, then I would ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to proceed as if in morning business for no more than 10 minutes.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday was tax day, 2007. I'd hoped to come to the floor at that time, but we were busy on several other issues. But I did want to join with my friend and colleague, Senator Shelby, as a co-sponsor of S-1040, which would replace our current broken tax system with a simple, what I call, fair flat tax. Over the years that I have served the state of Idaho in the United States Congress, I have looked numerous times at the concept of a flat tax and believe it to be by far a more preferable system for all of us to be involved in. A few weeks ago, we debated the fiscal year 2008 budget resolution, and some recurring themes began to emerge. Over and over again, from both sides of the aisle, we heard about the repeal of the death tax, the repeal of the alternative minimum tax, the child tax credit and marriage penalty relief, and problems associated with the so-called tax gap. The average American listening to that debate, if they were not true students of the tax code, or if in fact they hadn't been victims of that portion of the tax code, would have wondered in what kind of code the average senator was talking about or talking through at the moment. Congress has offered temporary fixes to these problems that I just spoke to for years. But these problems are merely symptoms of a larger problem that needs fixing. And I believe the larger problem is we have a convoluted, broken tax code system today. The current tax code let me use this as an example. In 2005, according to the IRS's own estimates, Americans spent $6.4 billion hours, 6.4 billion hours preparing their tax returns, and a whopping $265 billion in related compliance costs. And you know, if you make any kind of money at all, and you can afford to, you start hiring attorneys and tax experts to find ways of manipulating yourself through the system, not necessarily to avoid taxes, but maybe to provide some level of inheritance to your children and grandchildren so Uncle Sam doesn't get it upon your moment of death. The complication has grown increasing over the years, and of course the cost is phenomenal. So if you would bear with me for a moment, think about this analysis. Americans, if they had to wade through the 66,498 pages, that's right, 66,498 pages of the federal tax rules, if on a letter-sized sheet of paper, that would stand, that amount of pages, would stand about 22 feet tall. Now, that's about three times taller than I am with cowboy boots and a cowboy hat on. That's pretty significant stuff. And yet, the average American is supposed to figure out how to get through that? Well, that's why they spend $265 billion hiring the experts to figure how to get them through it. The tax code's purpose is simply to fund the federal government. But we've turned it into a system loaded with preferences and deductions and credits and exceptions. And yes, other kinds of loopholes that cater to a special interest here and fail to treat all taxpayers fairly because we politically are manipulating where we want the money to go, how we want the economy to run, how we want the average person to spend or not spend his or her hard-earned wages in a way that is, by our definition, beneficial to the country, to the culture, to the economy at large. The time for half measures really ought to be over. Fundamental reform is the only thing that will restore, in my opinion, fairness and simplicity to the system. and I've long thought that a flat tax is the best approach toward reforming the code. A flat tax, such as the one in S 1040, would provide a simple flat rate of 19%, eliminate special preferences, end the double taxation of savings and investment, and provide a generous exemption based on family size. Not everyone agrees, I'm sure. We all understand that. But that shouldn't stop the conversation, the fundamental debate, the energy of this Senate and this Congress becoming involved in reforming our tax code for the greater benefit of our country. That's one of the reasons why I joined Senator Wyden, Democrat, other side of the aisle, in launching a bipartisan Cleanse the Code coalition. Although members of the coalition disagree sharply about the best approach to tax reform, we all agree fundamentally that reform is imperative, that it is something that should embody the principles of simplicity, fairness, and fiscal responsibility. Our current tax system is a handicap on our nation's citizens, our businesses, and our economy. And as we continue to increase our competitive character and compete with other economies around the world, those features of simplicity and fairness become increasingly important. Our current tax system, I think, is a handicap. There is something that ought to be done about it. We will again tinker around the edges, as we did with the 2008 budget resolution that sets parameters for spending and for revenues. And once again, we will talk about it a great deal more than we will act upon it. And when we act, we will simply adjust and change and modify. And every time we do, in that illustrative picture that I gave you, we'll add another cowboy hat to the top of my head and make that 66,000 page stack of papers that's 22 feet tall, just a little taller, for the average American to work their way through in frustration, sometimes in anger, sometimes in fear that they have failed to comply and the IRS is just around the corner. So I would hope that a day would come in April, a year or two from now, when the process of filing a tax reform is a simple sheet of paper. Here's how much I've made. You apply the 19% to it. It's all online. You don't have to hire attorneys and accountants in great complication to weave your way through the morass of rules and regulations. And Americans for the first time could say, you know, that was a pretty easy task. I'm a responsible citizen. I've paid my taxes. And as one who gains the great benefit of this country, while we may not necessarily like it, it ought to be an easy and painless task to do. That ought to be our challenge. That's why I'm a part of the legislation and a support of it, and why I'm on the floor today. Challenge my colleagues to think a little more about it. It ought not be a game of dodge and hide and replace and reshape. It truly ought to be one of saying to the average citizen, we want to make it easy, we want to make it simple for you to fulfill your responsibility in assisting your government in paying for the necessary services it needs in a straightforward and, most importantly, simplistic way. I yield the floor and note the absence of a quorum.
Clerk will call the roll.